Patterson, forward to St. Luce. It's run away by Andy Yeardham. Yeardham forward, he'll chip it. Charlie McDonald won't reach it, it won't matter. 40 seconds left to go. Fans all around the perimeter of this stadium. They know they're there now. They know that two goals can't be scored in the time. Ranking loses a header, cleared away by the captain, Curtis Weston. They've led the conference virtually from day one. They've led it with a fantastic start to the season. They've never been caught. So many have tried, none have got there. It'll be just a point at the end, but that point is enough. 2 years is the wait to get back to the Football League. All eyes on the referee now, Darren England. The 4 minutes nearly up. And there goes the full-time whistle. Barnet are back in the Football League. The hive erupts. The pitch is invaded. And Barnet have won the conference title. They did what they had to do. And they are back in the Football League. They beat Gateshead by 2-0. The silverware is handed to the Barnet chairman, who gets a medal around his neck as well. Charlie McDonald is there too. When they went down at Northampton, the question was when they might come back. The answer, just 2 years. The bees buzz in the hive tonight because Barnet are champions of the conference. Charlie McDonald will get his hands on the conference trophy, lifts it aloft. 5,000 Barnet fans roar their acclaim, and Barnet are back in the Football League. They have won the conference.
Well, Tony Kleanthos is still clutching the trophy. Tony, how does this feel?
Unbelievable. No one's won it three times. This is the last football conference. It's the National League from next year. So we are the only team who will ever win the conference three times. It's not just the league win, it is the biggest win.
And for you, Barnet and the conference have been something that's been quite extraordinary. As you say, you've won it three times. Nobody can ever win the conference again. So to win it the last time it's played must mean so much to you.
We're Barnet, and that's the way we do it.
Good win today, though, wasn't it? Those goals from Maro Valletta were superb.
Oh, Maro was super, but they're a great bunch, actually. Right throughout, the manager, the team, throughout the season, they've given me confidence, actually. When I've been down, they've picked me up. They've been fantastic. They said they'll do it from day one, and they've seen it through.
Were there times when you were doubting whether they could do it, Tony?
I doubt it all the time. I'm a huge pessimist, but fortunately, they're all optimists.
Martin Allen, he's something, isn't he, Martin Allen? He does great things with this football club.
Yeah, well, we were meant to be, weren't we, really? He's like a girlfriend you can never get rid of. So
he says, you know, the same about you.
Yeah, I know. It's quite, you know, the thing is, I first employed Martin when he finished his football career as a coach. And, you know, the trouble is, we're never big enough for Martin. Hopefully now we can be big enough for Martin.
You've got the infrastructure in place now with the hive here. You're going to go through League Two, aren't you?
We intend to. We've only just begun.
Is that the plan now? Because bigger and better as far as you're concerned.
It's always been the plan. It's just that now we've got the vehicle to take the journey with.
And the Football League, obviously back there after just 2 years. And a lot of clubs take a long, long time to get back there.
I'm bored with the Football League already. Let's talk about the Premiership.
You're setting your sights high, Tony.
Oh, who cares? Why not? We're there to win games. So we're just going to keep doing it now.
Just finally from me, Tony, sum up what today's meant for you.
You know, actually, the best thing about today was the huge number of supporters who turned out to get behind the team. You know, it just shows the fantastic base of support we have. And I'm confident we will just build and build from there.
Enjoy tonight, Tony. Well done.
I will. Thank you.
Martin, many congratulations. Thoroughly professional performance and job done.
Yeah, I thought the players were outstanding. It was always going to be a difficult day. After last week at Kidderminster, we got a lifeline perhaps with Dover scoring so late, and the players took full advantage today. I think our goalkeeper had one save to make. Apart from that, we were more than comfortable from start to finish. It's a clean sheet, a couple of goals, could have been more, but all round it's a great day for the club, great day for the players, and of course for myself personally. Two championships in 3 years with Gillingham, and now here today. It's very, very special for me personally. And I will take a moment to say well done to everybody at Bristol Rovers. for their supporters, for their players, their manager and all their staff. They had a bad start to the season. I think it was five games before they actually got off and got going. And they challenged us all the way, right to the final whistle. And fair play to everyone at Bristol for what has been, I'd say, a fantastic season for the conference. It's been, I've loved every minute, home and away. We've been top of the league virtually for the whole season, which obviously adds to the pressure. And now we'll see what unfolds in the playoffs. And as we take our players off on Wednesday morning to Benidorm, it should be, it's been a great day for our club.
You'd sense from the get-go, Martin, that there was a real determination that after last week and the late goal against Bristol Rovers at Dover, that you were going to take full advantage of that.
Well, it's never easy. Let's not kid ourselves in major sport. You know, when you get towards the finishing line, and you've got to say we have been top virtually the whole season, apart from, I think, 3 weeks. So every game we play is like a cup final, wherever we go. It's the best team in the league is turning up, and everyone, they fight for their life against us. And these players have weathered those storms. And in the rain, a full house, great passionate supporters. I thought Gateshead also played very well today, which has been a difficult circumstances for them with their manager and possibly leaving. And they've got injuries. I thought they put up a really good game today. And just nice now for everybody to do with this football club. And credit to the chairman for allowing me to bring in those players last summer when I kept adding players to the list of players that we needed. And then when Cook and Togwell turned up with a week to go with no club and asked if they could train, I knew we were going to be the champions then.
Just finally from me, Martin, we mentioned earlier about the relationship to Tony Kleanthos that you have with the chairman and the ability that you've had to bring players in. He talks about you being an old girlfriend that keeps coming back, and that there's always a part of Barnet with him and you, and it seems inextricably linked these days. And what does it mean for you to be here and doing this with him today?
It's my job, you know. This is my job. Football management is my job, and wherever I go, I put everything into the club that I go to. Whether the clubs that employ me to fight relegation, like this one's done, and Brentford have done, and Notts County have done, and I've saved those clubs. Here, I've saved them, I think, a couple of times. So to do it today, I think I owed the supporters something as well, to be honest. You know, walking out of the relationship, or ditching them, and going for money, which is what I have done. I've never made any secret of that. I think perhaps today, for the first time all season, I'd say I've paid it back. I think I've paid it back and given them something back, because most, I think, I'm not sure all of them actually thought I was a nice guy, but I've been honest all along. I just went for the money.
Many congratulations, Martin. Well done.
Thank you very much.